I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. Good Samaritans who rescue a cat or dog left inside a hot vehicle still could face criminal and civil charges for their effort. Legislation considered in the spring aimed to change that, but it passed the House but stalled in a committee before the Senate had a chance to vote. Mark Ayers is with the Humane Society of the United States. He says sponsors are willing to look at what other states have in their laws and adapt them to Illinois.
Kansas just did it, and Louisiana was the 13th state to pass this. And so we'll take a look at what passed in those states and see if there's language we can take from that and put something forward maybe in the veto session.
Under the measure, a passerby who rescues an animal during extreme heat or cold would first contact police and then wait in a safe place before handing it over. Some opponents say animal control is better equipped to attempt a rescue. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner visited Champaign-Urbana this week to apologize for disparaging remarks he made last month on WGN Radio about the community's ability to attract and keep top technology companies. Daniel Baker has more.
Rauner was joined by local legislators, educators, and business leaders as he toured three Champaign-Urbana businesses, Wolfram Research, the agricultural software firm Granular, and A&R Mechanical Contractors. Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin, who was at the event, wouldn't comment when asked about the governor's apology, but the Democrats said the tour shows that talent and tech companies thrive in Champaign-Urbana.
The takeaway is that anything can happen here as long as there's support and a belief that it can and the proper investment and the resources.
Rauner, during his tour, said his original comments were poorly worded and that he was trying to emphasize the difficulty that smaller communities often face when trying to attract and retain businesses as well as talent. I'm Daniel Baker.
A group looking to preserve Route 66 spent the 4th of July in Springfield. The National Trust for Historic Preservation embarked on a month-long road trip from Chicago to L.A. along the Mother Road while advocating for the route's designation as a National Historic Trail. The National Trust recently named the road one of the 11 most endangered places in the U.S., but they say a federal designation would free resources such as staff, technical services, and economic development assistance. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Even though lawmakers have agreed on a budget this year, many nonprofits who receive state funds still have to rely on other sources of income. WSIU's Kevin Boucher spoke with Sandy Sinnott, the development director of Spiro Family Services.
And Sandy says that even though 80% of Spiro's budget comes from the state, they are always looking for other income streams.
The state is not always on time, so we have to do the best we can, and we're only allowed to spend that money on certain things. So there's a lot of gaps in between that we're having to fundraise on our own.
And one of their popular fundraisers tees off this Friday at their annual Charity Golf Classic at Mount Vernon's Green Hills Country Club. You can learn more by browsing to spirofs.org. And you can also hear more of our interview with Sandy Sinnott on our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Libraries across the state are getting some state funding in an effort to digitize and store important historic and cultural collections. Sally Logan Public Library in Murfreesboro is just one of the 15 libraries receiving the grants. The library is getting $13,000 to digitally capture the Murfreesboro Apple Festival through the years, as well as the Tri-State Tornado of 1925. In addition to the documents being digitized, experts say they'll also be accessible through Illinois' Digital Archives database. I'm Jennifer Fuller.